The air is a hazy fog, and your mind feels similar. Humid warmth wafting down a mountain slope. You grow closer and closer, bringing the rising mist into contact with your skin. This path is a gentle incline, a climb up and up wearying, but it just seems to keep going. Volcanic activity has never been reported here, making the warmth even more strange. Pools of water on the lower slopes are lukewarm, sure, but the steam that is filling this forest valley is a bit higher up. Occasional rocks do block the path, but you can easily avoid them because of another peculiarity. Solar lights, the little ones you might find in a household garden, they're lighting the path enough that you can pick your way without difficulty. If there are indeed natural springs out here, that information would be valuable to the right people. Almost anyone will fall for a pitch based on the magical healing properties of mysterious springs, and the land around this mountain would go up in value if heated water did flow cleanly to any of the pools fueling the streams that run down the mountain. Better to find out. More than just rising heated mist now, there's also a scent of smoke, the distant smoky smell of bonfires rather than something uncontrolled. You wonder, not for the first time, whether going up here is a good idea. But seeking further warmth has become a purpose your feet can get behind, even in defiance of your mind. The occasional urge to hide yourself rises, and you duck behind a tree by the roadside with your neck hair tingling. This means you're stalking up the mountain rather than proceeding calmly. Some primal sense makes this happen. It's far from a choice. The regard of something ancient and strong is peering down the mountain at you. It can even see you when you hide, so why are you hiding? You've been to this ridge before. Out from behind the tree, around a path-side boulder, past a solar-powered light shaped like a butterfly, the cute kitschy lights are freaking you out most of all. Up the path, dirt and dug into the mountain, shaped by many feet, you see a few clawed footsteps in the dirt. Must be some other travelers come this way tonight. You count. Oh, two sets. Three sets. At least five, all identically clawed, the same species of creature, and they don't look much like your paw marks at all. Now that you think about it, overhead, a new moon marks a dark circle. You can see its edges if you really look, a spot where starlight isn't making it through. You're grateful for the solar-powered lights, as creepy as they are. Up and up, the trees surrounding hide you from view. You hear voices, women's voices, raised in chatter, conversation, the distant static sound of a small speaker, a radio perhaps, the splashing of water. Something's going on just over the next rise. You suspect what? You put on a burst of speed, leaving marks in the dust over the many clawed tracks, and cresting the ridge. And then paradise comes into view. Women, six of them. All scaled and draconic. Some show evidence of demon heritage in the form of bifurcated tails or ram-like horns. Bust sizes range from one dark-hued woman with barely any chest at all to a G-cup crimson specimen with hips to match. All of them are nude, and their bodies are spread out enough on display that you can see it all. They bask on towels or with their legs immersed in steaming pools. There was a lake here once, but you can see where it was drained and placed into rocky, individual hot tub-sized pools all over the ridge. There's a smaller swimming pool somewhere nearby, but the lake itself is empty. And those tubs are steaming hot. Magic or technology, it doesn't matter which, these dragons have effectively terraformed the slope into their own hot spring party space, and the deck chairs and inflatable pillows all over the place reinforce that. Two of the girls, a blue and an orange, are completely immersed in a steaming tub, their scales offsetting a mostly human-looking face, but their entire bodies are lithe and built slightly over scale and muscled, and they all have hair, long manes of hair. The water would probably be quite cold if the boiling hot dragon girls weren't venting magic into it. Most of those solar-powered lights surround the ridge now. They are brighter up here. A yellow-colored dragon is seated on a desk chair, staring up at the starry sky. Now and then, she turns and writes something down in a book, or projects a burst of flame, bright enough you have to avert your eyes. When she does so, all of the solar lights nestled in hollows or laid on top of boulders become bright once more. There's a lot of magical power here. The darkest of the six, with scales the brown of old blood, appears to be distressed. She's kneeling next to the most lithe and muscled of the dragons, a green one with her tongue hanging out, her eyes screwed tightly shut, laying on the ground. That dragon has long blonde hair down to her mid-back. The brown one has a black fall raven covering half her face. Her eyelids are done up with rainbow makeup. In fact, that's true for both of these two. It looks like they were doing makeup before something happened. The distress on the brown's face is clear as you come closer, drawn by the little tableau. This seems to have happened just as you arrived. The brown-red one is pulling the green's eyelids up and checking her pupils. The yellow, blue, red, and orange from the rest of the plateau are closing in when they spot you. Other than the brown and the green, who are mingling in their own business, the other four women walk with mincing steps, showcasing soft scales and varying physical builds. All their eyes are dark, without clear pupil, black, hollow, staring eyes. Their smiles are pleasant enough. The red, brown, and the green are conversing very quietly. A pillow is being brought for the downed dragon woman, and the other women approach you. The one that steps ahead of the approaching four appears to be the oldest. Her scales are bright red, beautiful and almost iridescent, her breasts much larger than your head, her entire form standing slightly angled to the others, prepared for a fight. You need to leave. This is private property. You think of all the things you could say to that. Do they really own the place? You'd like to make a noise and steam and smoke complaint? What is with all the weird solar lights? You've really got a lot of things to say, but instead you find yourself looking past them, at the green dragon with her scales flushed with extra color, her eyes rolling back in her head to show whites that are apparently there. Behind the black-on-black pupil and iris, the four continue to approach you, raising their claws as if to grab at you. But from behind them, a voice. Wait. The darkest, behind them. She's stepped away from her green friend. She has little in the way of breasts, but her hips and ass are so impressive, as is the way she moves. A sexual stalk that makes you rigid and blank when she fixes you with her eyes. Black at first, they flash silver every few seconds. We can use this intruder. The four girls stop and step aside, forming an alley between you and the dark-scaled woman. This one, who had been tending to the green, has the most clear demonic features. Ram horns, a pointed spade of a tail, a faint purple glow from beneath her scales along with a flash of fire. Her lips, the bottoms of her feet, her eyelids, her palms, you can see these are teal, while the rest of her is that dark red-brown. She extends one hand. Andi, I own this place. These are my sisters. The hand not on offer. Gestures to take in all five of the other women. You're dazed as you reach out to shake her clawed hand. She's careful about the placement of those claws. You're safe and the scales are so very soft. One of our sisters has a problem. If you help, we'll invite you to hang out. The dragon bats her one visible eye. A fall of dark hair has concealed the other. Her fanged smile welcomes you in, but there's a sense of nervous energy about her. Everyone, give us some privacy. I'll supervise. Hiss, click. The sounds emanating from the other four are clearly affronted. The clicks increase in volume and frequency, but Andi heads it off with a squealing sound and a claw gesturing at the green. Then one word. Go. Yellow, orange, blue, and red all file off the platform, toward another path. There's a cave visible higher up the slope in that direction, with more of the lights leading to it. Their departure takes a load off your mind and lets you really zoom in on the green dragon woman. Andi doesn't discourage this. In fact, she has shifted to stand behind you. The girl with the green scales has yellow palms, foot pads, lips. She's staring at the sky with unseeing eyes and a huge obvious grin on her face. Beneath the rainbow eye makeup she and Andi share, you see that her eyelids are actually that same yellow. It appears her color scheme is two-tone and quite attractive in the softer places. Her breasts are bigger than Andi's by only a cup size, and her entire form is fit and trim. She has perky muscular buttocks, and her hips move very flexibly side to side. She's rubbing her butt and long lashing tail against the towel under her on this rocky shelf, gripping the pillow that was brought for her, and rubbing her face into it. Before your very eyes, the green-scaled woman's hands relinquish all grip and slide between her legs. She parts scaled, soft, flexible, pliable skin and finds the nub of her clitoris. It is steaming with heat in the cool mountain air, just like the other pools are, and she pinches it with aggression and desire. Her long tongue is hanging out of her mouth, and drool is pooling on the ground by her head. She's lost to the world of the waking. She keeps shivering, whole body caught in a pre-orgasmic ascent that is obvious and potent. Despite the intensity of her efforts, however, no orgasm arrives. She keeps going, clenching her teeth, the tongue pulled in. As you watch, she seems to come close before ceasing her stimulation altogether and giving up. Her mouth opens in frustration, grasping for words before she finds a few after several attempts.
Can't do it. Can't do it.
I need to come. You don't understand. I need to come.
Her high, lilting voice mutters. She focuses unseeingly on you and Andi behind you, and continues to speak.
Make me come. Make me come. Do anything to me, please. I'll make you feel good. Make me come.
She cries out over and over. You wonder what's going on, and your look seems to ask the question for you. Andi explains. Mating heat. Usually we put it off with magic, but she's mostly magic immune, so she just has to sit through it. This time is really bad. I'm worried she'll chafe or tear something. She needs someone to touch her, another warm body, or else she can't get over that edge. She can't come at all without assistance, and it'd be weird if any of us did it. Like, we're not sisters by blood, and I'm the furthest thing from a prude, but dragon politics. If I touched her, the others would complain and get jealous, and so on and so forth. It's complicated. Pass the test, help us keep the peace, and I'll explain it to you sometime in a hot tub. Sound good? You ask what test she means, but Andi's small wings flap a few times. She leaves the ground, winging backwards toward the path the others took. We'll be watching, though, so no funny business, except the sanctioned kind. At this point, the green dragon begins to move. She seems to have decided she can't get herself off after all, despite resuming her efforts. She begins to speak, trying to entice you.
Fuck me, use me, play with me, anything. Let me ride you, let me use you, let me claim you. Scratch me, claim me.
Her voice is mixed with the wet squelching of two fingers from one clawed hand, delicately diving inside her pussy. Looks like the claws can retract and vanish to reveal cute little fingers. That takes a load off your mind. It would have made sexy fun difficult. She's shimmying across the ground, using her one free hand to slide closer and then suddenly wrap around one of your legs. She pushes you back onto a pile of inflatable pillows, and you feel their softness catch you even as the green mounts your body, surmounting your mind as well as her nude form comes into view above you.
So warm.
She murmurs. You're inclined to agree. Her body is warm and soft and, oh, she's stripping off your clothes with one hand and incredible dexterity. She really is very well muscled, you can tell from her taut belly, now laid against you. Her pussy is empty because both of her hands are gripping your shoulders with intense pressure. The wet dragon slit is pressing against your thigh. She moves over and begins grinding onto you.
Oh, that's what I need. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Fuck me, thank you.
A primal moan. Her shivers are back. She's howling to the air. The darkened hot spring plateau is as beautiful a place as you could have asked for. Faint mood music plays. The girl groans against you. She appears to be around your age, maybe a little younger. Slickness, viscous and sticky, runs from her. She's lost all reason. The way she moves against you is an instinctive rut, not a free decision. But her interest in you, gratitude to you, seems genuine enough. She crawled to you, and Andi seems unconcerned. This must be normal for them. Still, you ask if she's sure, if you should maybe just rub her off for a bit, rather than engage in any more intimate action.
No! More! More! I want to feel it. I don't want to hide from this. Wanted it so long. Make me feel it. I'm so sensitive. I would come if you'd just rub me for a second. Don't waste it. It might be months before this happens again, or longer. Use my body. Make us both feel good. Andi wouldn't let you in if you could hurt me, so come on.
Both of her hands dive down, grab her lips and spread them. You see the interesting yellow color under the green scales for vaginal opening, and the way clear juices are painting her inner thighs to make lighter color trails in the soft exterior. She looks at you, staring, eyes a little wet, begging and pleading.
Know me, come on. I'll thank you after, and during. Thank you. Use my body. Thank you. Fuck me hard. It'll make me want it more and more. The more you fuck me, the more I'll want it. Come on. Nobody will ever want you like me, right now, like this. Fuck me until I need it more. Fuck me until I can't think of anything else. Get to know me, come on. I'll thank you after, and during. Thank you. Use my body. Thank you. Fuck me hard. It'll make me want it more and more. The more you fuck me, the more I'll want it. Come on. Nobody will ever want you like me, right now, like this. Fuck me until I need it more. Fuck me until I can't think of anything else. Get to know me. Come on. I'll thank you after, and during. Thank you. Use my body. Thank you. Fuck me hard. It'll make me want it more and more. The more you fuck me, the more I'll want it. Come on. Nobody will ever want you like me right now, like this. Fuck me until I need it more. Fuck me until I can't think of anything else.
She rubs her breasts against your arm, making sure her nipples brush across your shoulder. Her nipples are as hard as stone, but the softness and pliability of the breast shows this is just another mortal woman who sincerely wants to have fun with you. Even if dragons do tend to wield a lot of power and influence, this one right now would happily do anything you asked. It would be a shame to not partner with her. From what she's saying, this is a rare rite of passage. Destiny, fate, blind luck. No matter what, you're here now. Just you and the wet, hot, mewling young woman with wet eyes, a hanging tongue, and her pussy spread for your eager inspection. Your eyes are irresistibly drawn inward, to where the parted wet slit drips its juices. She wants you badly. The wanting makes the lips shudder inward now and then, squeezing convulsions that welcome intrusion and impression. You lean down toward her, convinced that she wants you and that you want her just as much now. Reaching out, her scales are so soft, the cleft around her molten slit radiates heat, and you bask. When you rub her clit, she falls on the ground in a spasming fit, happy smiles and closed eyes and a long, keening, high-pitched exhalation of desperate breath. You continue that motion, laying the flat of your palm against her pussy and rubbing her clit in circles with it. You can feel her lips sucking at you a bit with heat and moisture, a slick sexual sound filling the area. She manages to muster her muscles enough to push her hard clit against your palm. You reward her with a shuddering, circular motion of your hand, minute focused shudders as you simulate vibration using only your skin and muscle. She responds favorably. Her back has acquired a pronounced, flexible arch, bringing her slick inner thighs into clear light. You just keep going. Your own arousal has grown, so your other hand trails down between your legs, finds your clit. You begin to rub as you bring her relief. You bring one piece of knowledge home. This feels better than usual. You nod along with her lolling head as her mind sends up sparks and yours joins in, heat from between your legs as well, pinching both of your hard little clitoral nubs, yours and hers, and she belongs to you in that moment, each hand mirroring the other. You are too empty. You understand what she was saying now. You dive two fingers into her snatch, two into your own, curling them to touch the front wall. You add a third. She's like a hot bath inside, swampy heat and aching relief.
Yes, like that. Fill me, fuck me, finger me. Yes, yes, yes.
Her voice is a senseless babble that continues emphasizing how happy she is with your choices. Good. Your own horny slit is gripping your fingers, barely letting them pull out. You begin moving both sets of digits, rough fingering that occasionally slaps the heel of your hand against someone's clit. Hers, yours, is there any difference anymore? Leaning close enough to her body to see sweated response, smell sex, watch her tongue drool uselessly onto the ground. She needs it, and you will deliver. You have to now. She seems to want it more and more. Unlike before, she can actually get there. You are her only hope. You watch small, delicate hands moving to find her own breasts. She pinches those yellow nipples on a field of soft green scale. She responds to this by clamping down hard on your fingers again. You know what to do. You begin moving your wrist in quick, jerking, shuddering, vibratory motion, pressing the palm right against her clit. She throws back her head as well as she can, her tensed neck muscles, her bow bent back, her pussy gushing little spasmodic waves of her lubricant. She's so tight, she's milking your fingers. She doesn't want to let you go. Your own fingers in your pussy begin to curve and hit a special spot on the front wall. Your body surrenders just like hers. You try to imagine what she's feeling, peering into those dark, grateful eyes. And you do imagine. Raw, inescapable sensation. She moans and moans, her eyes rolled back. You roll your hips, but manage to control your eyes enough to watch her, as your hands bring each of you to completion at the same time. She gives voice to your predominant feeling.
Coming!
She cries out. Her whole body spasms, legs locking around your waist in a sudden spring that moves your hand away. Both of your hands are pushed loose because her legs wrap around your arms, pinning them to your sides. Her juices flood her inner thighs. You try to object. You're still dazed, still coming. White-hot pleasure as your mind crackles and pops under her heated embrace. Coming, coming. Your hips collide against hers with a wet, searching, slick sound that follows you back into your mind and makes you need to look as you fall onto your back into a pile of inflatable pool pillows, your two soaked slits parted right next to each other. She's still coming. You're still getting some aftershocks yourself. Heat, so much heat. The heat between your legs is coming from her, and it is constant. Her pussy must be emanating waves of hot need in that moment. So perfect, she pushes you down under her, one of her breasts finding your mouth. You suck your nipple instantly, sucking without question, yes, yours, because she belongs to you in that moment. She murmurs again her gratitude as you capture and suckle at her breast, briefly sending shivers, shudder, ache. She is spasming and moving against you, letting every one of her aftershocks take her over.
Thank you, so much better, so much better.
She slows down, moves away, leaving a wet trail of drool connecting your mouth to her nipple. Her mind seems to return to normalcy. She shakes herself and moves away. You regret that a little, because exploring those breasts would be nice, and scissoring with someone whose pussy is as literally hot as hers, well, that would have been nice too. She looks at you, appearing embarrassed. You think to ask her name.
Oh, my name is Dana. Thank you for that. I needed it very badly. Good thing it quieted down with just one.
You prepare to find your clothes and pack up, when she sounds suddenly distracted and distressed.
Oh no. It's... Can't hold back. Again. More.
Dana's face appears scrunched up, confused. The blonde hair is clearly messy from your tumble on the ground, but you got her off, and yourself, as the shivers running in your thigh muscles remind you. So there's no harm, right? Then you see her scales shimmer with something from within, and her calm expression turns back into a happy smile. She was trying to resist it, but now it's accompanied by a limp, long snake tongue hanging out of the corner of her mouth, drooling onto her breasts. The nipples are so hard and pebbly that they look like little yellow gemstones on the softer field of her green scales once more. Climax is clear on her face, flushed cheeks, the increased blood flow visible even through the scales, hazy eyes that refuse to focus on anything, occasional tremors in her inner thighs. Seeing it makes your own climax that much closer. She's in heat again. Or rather, it never left. The green dragon pounces at you with speed enough to make an audible whoosh sound. Her pussy is next to yours once more. She rubs your wet, hot slits together. Sparks and waves of pleasure that fill your whole body, running up your spine to your brain. You arch and press your clit into hers as she gently bears you to the ground. Then circular motions of your already weary hips force pleasure into both of your bodies.
Too sensitive!
She cries out, but her body is rubbing right back against you. She finds it impossible to resist and doesn't really want to. She's too horny, too needy, too lustful, and yes, too sensitive as she pounces upon you. Your own sensitivity amps up and the waves turn into one constant signal noise tide of pleasure that makes any other thought impossible. Now you are extracting pleasure from her body, rubbing your pussies together, making your clit dance its protests and the muscles from your stomach to your buttocks up to the parts of your brain responsible for pleasure are all singing out that this is much too much, but you keep going. Another orgasm crests her brain, and her eyes are completely closed to savor the sensation as she moans and bucks against you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
She purrs, whispers, gasps, echoes the sensation a million times over, repeating those words until eventually your own climax is too controlling and too close, too complete. Your eyes close and mouth hangs open. You come. She fills your mouth with one of her nipples, riding her pussy against yours. Something hot is building as her pussy works you with an intensity and strength you knew nothing of. She rubs against you, capturing your clit between her lips now as she falls down your body and moving her hips in circles to rub both of you off against the other. You shiver in involuntary euphoria and fall to the ground with her fastened between your legs, like a puppet with its strings cut. A few feeble gasps, a few little twitches in your disorganized, disjointed limbs and mind in that place. So good, so hot. You don't care how sweaty and disheveled you look. You want that cute green dragon to know how good you feel, and you hear her come one last time just from looking at you getting off. You muster your strength and rub back against her, bucking your hips against her face as your eyes roll.
Thank you.
Her voice trails off, her eyes close, and she falls back onto the ground, twitching like you were a second before. But hers is more of an event. A puddle of juice is beneath her, both of her hands pinching her nipples, even though she seems unconscious, and rubbing the wetness of your saliva into them. Her whole body experiencing a muscular event powerful enough that she can think of nothing else and wouldn't want to, and the aftershocks stay. You know any time you sit down for the next few days, your memory will call back to her, and your thighs will sing a happy protest, and your clit might hide inside its hood from sensitivity for quite a while. But a struggling strength returns to your limbs. You look down at the peaceful face of the dragon in heat, and finally at peace instead. You realize you wouldn't trade those aches for anything. She is slick and shiny with juices and sweat. Her tail is laying flat on the deck instead of lashing as it was before. Her tongue is making a pool of drool, and her nipples are still pebbly gems on a softer field of green. Her sister walks out of the shadows and looks approvingly at the well-fucked dragon puddle that is your handiwork. A pity you two never got to the 69 position. Our tongues can do much more. Andi demonstrates with her long, long, prehensile serpent tongue. They are special. She gives you something to think about, along with pressing a little handwritten card, listing contact information, party times, and how to turn off the defensive magic around the hot spring if she isn't home. Come by any time, it says on the bottom. The eye is dotted with a heart, and she echoes the words. And the road home, as morning breaks, is sometimes lit in little hollows by the feeble solar-powered garden lights, refusing to acknowledge that their night's work, like yours, is done, and all that's left until morning, or until your next visit, is the trembling aftershocks in your pulsing, dripping mind.